You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, touch the table with some football and then right back to Tiger baseball leading up to Game 2 ALDS. Is this going to be the can we say that thing? Steelers suck.
Bingo.
Nope, wrong button. That's the right one.
Hit or the maybe music. It's rumors.
No. Hit the music. Can we say Justin Fields is ass? Yes. Rico, take over.
David, rebuttal.
That's who I want now.
Wow.
Sad state of affairs.
Wow.
Speaking
of sad state of affairs, can we say after this past weekend, we've seen the last of Alex Orgie at quarterback for the University of Michigan?
No.
I don't think so.
No, because I'm sorry, but I don't think old man Tuttle's any good either. I think you've now entered Vortex stage. You know it won't be Davis Warren, but I think Orgie's going to have a role. I know it's only one game and part of it. Here's my other question. If Tuttle was healthy enough to start the game, why didn't he start the game?
Thank you.
No, Mike, here, let me shake your hand.
Thank you.
We agree upon that.
I'm sitting there. I'm going, what, you waited 14-0 for this?
Because as you played him at the beginning, maybe you jump ahead and you don't allow Washington to adjust. Because, you know, Jed Fish said, oh, we came out thinking we didn't have to cover the pass. We're going to have to come up with something at halftime to figure this out. So you're saying no?
I'm just going to say no because I don't think either's a difference maker.
Even though he was looking like Russell Wilson on the sideline, just all dressed up with no place to go.
Take it easy.
Okay. Mike, I showed you some numbers, and they're pretty bad. Can we say that it's time for Michigan State to go ahead and bench Cal Halliday?
Yes. Cal Halliday's the equivalent of starting Kenny Cott at linebacker. No lateral quickness. Yes. Possibly trips over her own feet. Not athletic. The only differential is Cal is sober and Kenny wouldn't be. He's terrible. He's a lovely story. Did you know he doesn't wear any gloves? I don't care.
Yeah, because his numbers, according to PFF, he's grades awful. Against top 10 opponents are ridiculously low, including some of the lowest in MSU history.
They ran a quarterback power, and he had the angle and still did not get within 5 yards of Dylan Gabriel. He is basically a father of three with a mortgage and a job he doesn't like. Unathletic!
But he doesn't wear gloves.
Get him off the field, Rico. Get him off the field.
So he is me up there. I can't move anymore. He can't move now.
He
can't play.
And you know what? This is one of those I would love to get an opposing coach or offensive coordinator and ask them, on third down, do you just target whoever 27 is checking? Because it seems that way. Like, Cal Halliday will be in a lot of NFL prospects' highlight reels during the combine. Watch. You're going to see 27 following along 10 yards later. It was one where it was Tez Johnson? I'm like, come on. Beautiful. You know what? Slow clap for designing that. The fastest man on the field versus the slowest man on the field. And he got embarrassed. Okay. Can we say that the University of Pittsburgh is a legit college playoff team?
I refuse to accept this as real life. I'm sorry.
Undefeated?
I have no understanding how they're 5-0.
New offensive coordinator. They're actually...
I'm just going to say no, that 3 weeks from now, they'll have lost three in a row or something. I can't buy into this.
No, I'm not buying into Pittsburgh. Not yet. Not yet.
You just hate Pittsburgh across the board.
Right. Well, yes. Right now, yes.
All right. And Kenny, I need you to chime in on this one. Can we say there are no dominant teams in college football?
Absolutely agree. After what Bama and Vandy did, I just have no sense of what a dominant program, because usually one or two right about now has separated themselves so far from the pack where you're like, geez, they're going to be a problem for the rest of the year. No team has done that yet. So I agree with you completely.
I can't argue. I don't know who's good week to week. I just knew Mizzou wasn't right, but still, losing by 30. You know, Bama's not vintage, but losing to Vandy. I mean, anyone who thought Michigan and USC were top 12 teams in this country doesn't know a damn thing about football.
Okay. Did not see USC losing to Minnesota. That one was just like, wow.
Okay. I got nothing, man. Week to week, you don't know what you don't know.
David?
Yeah, I'm not ready to say there's a dominant team yet. We just don't know. It could be the weekend for coming up with all these matchups. We could find some answers out soon.
All right, NFL, is it time for Cleveland to just bench Deshaun Watson?
Or as Terry Bradshaw said, put him down. Might be time to take the old man off TV. He's starting to sound like the grandma from Wedding Crashers.
Hey, Terry, introduce you to Lee Corso. Lee, Terry.
Oh, boy. Here's your problem. You can't. It's fully guaranteed. It creates a bigger problem if you sit him. You got to keep rolling them out there. Their season's done, right? We know it. You know it. I almost think you got to operate the spite store. You got to make his life such unmitigated hell that maybe you can get to the table and find a way to move forward.
But kind of the way we wanted the Tigers to do to Javi Baez.
Except here's the deal. You're going to pay him his money, and it's still going to count against your cap. Rico, I don't know what they can do.
Yeah, it's not much you can do, and I think that's why after the game, Stefanski came out and said he still is the quarterback. He basically quit. I know they're saying, oh, it was, you know, delay of game, and he came off the field because they weren't going to go for it. You're down 24-3. You can still go for it on fourth and goal. You need points. You quit on your team. They should quit on you.
A couple more. Can we say, and this one's personal, can we say that the 49ers are in trouble? Losing again after having a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter?
I'll say yes, because I still don't believe McCaffrey's coming back. And they're finding ways to lose versus finding ways to win. So my concern is I don't think they're a threat to be the one seed. I'm not arriving at a point where they're not making the playoffs yet. Does that make sense?
Okay, because I'm already looking at tape like, okay, they'll be a top five pick in the draft.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
They're not going to be that bad, Rico. I truly believe McCaffrey.
David, they lost to the Rams and the Cardinals up 10.
I understand, and I get that. McCaffrey will be back in December. You will be just fine. You won't be the number one seed, but you'll be just fine.
Finally, and this one's for you, David. Can we say that the Vikings should go ahead and start working on an extension for Sam Darnold right now?
No. It's only been four or five weeks. No.
I see a lot of Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff in that young man. New city, changing things. He's going to be cheaper if you sign him now.
The minute December comes, he'll be back to being Sam Darnold. That's who he is.
Yeah, I got to see more data. You don't want to make a stupid move now. You already invested a first-round pick in JJ. You got to be damn sure you're ready to throw that in the garbage. I'm not yet.
Okay.
But we're not far off of it.
Okay.
They win again.
They just win again. David, do I have time for one more?
Yes.
Michael, this one's for you.
No.
Can we say... remember you said no, David. Can we say that Army or Navy will be in the college football playoff?
Yes.
Michael, you said no.
No. Yes. You can say it. I don't think it's going to play out, but you guys got to remember, they are in a conference now.
Correct.
They're in the American. So they're not independent. And they're dump trucking teams. Like, Army and Navy aren't playing like service academies. And they're 5-0 together for the first time since the 40s.
Yes,
Army's
45.
5-0 for the first time since 96 when they had Ronnie McCata at quarterback. They're good. Like, they're a bitch to stop.
I may actually want to watch this year's Army-Navy game.
Well,
That's how good it is.
Hold on. You can get it before the Army-Navy game. They may play in the AAC championship.
Oh, that's
who's
running
the
sports.
2 weeks in a row.
David, I've ruined the sport now. Army-Navy playing 2 weeks in a row.
It's possible, but you're going to have to show me how they're going to get around Boise State.
Undefeated. And they military academies, they serve the people.
Right. You can put it on the whiteboard.
They put their lives on the line.
One loss, Boise's getting in over undefeated service academy.
I believe you.
Come on now.
Those are some of the observations from this weekend, 97-1.